Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Philippians. We're in chapter 1 with verses 12 through 17. I want you to know, brothers, that my situation has turned out rather to advance the gospel, so that my imprisonment has become well known in Christ throughout the whole praetorium and to all the rest, and so that the majority of the brothers, having taken encouragement in the Lord from my imprisonment, dare more than ever to proclaim the word fearlessly. Of course, some preach Christ from envy and rivalry, others from goodwill. The latter act of love, aware that I am here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not from pure motives, thinking that they will cause me trouble in my imprisonment. After 2,000 years, mankind, through individuals like me, are still advancing the Gospels, reaching past the arms of Satan's grasp, encouraging souls to practice the beauty of living redeemed. Some still, to this day, see living a life of Christ as some sort of detention, leaving fun to be enjoyed by those who live in the world, but there is no fantasy in living life eternal in Christ's mystery. We recognize the totality of grace when it comes to being thankful for all things, enjoying more, I believe, of life by the sharing of the good news to anyone at any time and anywhere, where the only thing selfish seen is the love you distribute pristine, finding faith in places you've never seen until you've walked the avenue of hope we all live as Christians to forever see. Joy in salvation, not a soul can relieve, removing what many seem to grieve as the redemption you repeat. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. I have hope in you, Lord, that things will come to pass and love will show its face in a family filled with fear. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we'd pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Philippians 1. We're in verses 12 through 17. It's a three-stanza poem. It's titled, Love is the Latter Act of Christ's Frenzy. Gospel advancing, Paul's situation known. Once against praetorium regiment shown, Christ has grown, reassurance taken alone. Imprisonment mine, Lord's encouragement grown. Fearlessly proclaiming the word, preaching some rivalry and envy. Others the will of good heard. Love is the latter act of Christ's frenzy. Gospel's defense, Paul remained steadfast. Ambition selfish, others proclaim at last. Motives pure not. Trouble cause, form their wrath. Imprisonment is the same, with or without a fast. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's March 6, 2022. We're recording this morning at 7:07 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're on time today as we get ready to close up. Still trying to focus on a closing time that gives us an opportunity maybe to share some impromptu work at the end like we used to. Today we're going to close in the name of Jesus as we're thankful in Jesus in all things. His forgiveness is what gives us the freedom to understand the world by His grace. Amen. Good friends, John and Marie, God bless you guys. Have an awesome day in Christ. Jesus.